We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Great to have you along the Thursday afternoon edition. Bobby Mack, Electric Radio Program. Anybody have any idea when we're going to flatten the curve on violent anarchy? Burnings, lootings, rioting, concerted efforts in one major city to blow up ATM machines. And all of this honors the memory of George Floyd. How? Oh boy, yeah, there are those who will use any situation for their own nefarious means. Great to have you along today, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Well, in some regards, once again, the more things change, the more they stay the same. After a day of conservatism yesterday in his Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, where they were interrogating Rod Rosenstein, the former deputy attorney general at the DOJ, who never heard anything about anything going wrong in the Russia collusion investigation. Lindsay, today, right back to business. Well, you know, this stuff really isn't all that time sensitive. We don't really have to get all this stuff done right now. Let's just put it off a while longer. I can just see in the Senate cloakroom, before they come out for the Judiciary Committee hearings today, Lindsay and Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, who's another lunatic. I can see Lindsay saying to him, now, Ben, you know, when we get fairly far along in this, not too far along, but fairly far along in this, you start complaining that you have other committee business that you have to attend to, and just really kick up a commotion that we need to postpone these things, or at least limit the length of them. Okay, you do that for me, and that'll give me cover. Okay, and Seth says, yeah, sure, Lindsay, I can do that, no problem. From Breitbart today, Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know that Lindsey wants to give that up, by the way. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know? Yeah, he said a while back that in the next session, he wants Chuck Grassley to come back and take over running the Judiciary Committee, and Lindsey will take on some other committee chairmanship. Now, how's that for arrogance? He's automatically assuming he's going to be back in January. And the sad part is he's probably right. But he's not going to do it with my help, I can tell you that. Breitbart. Senator Lindsey Graham, Rhino, South Carolina, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has postponed a vote on whether to authorize subpoenas as part of the panel's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. In other words, the silent coup attempt, now no longer silent. Lindsay, we're going to do what this committee needs to do, and we're doing to fight it out, and we're going to vote. And we're not going to be done today, so I don't see a resolution this day. If you need to go somewhere, go, said Graham. I think the best thing for us to do, carry this over to next week so we can have a full discussion. See how they, you know, maneuver these things? We'll get to a conclusion next week on the vote, he added. This is just, he's postponing, they're even taking a vote about whether to issue more subpoenas. My God, could anything be more obvious than the necessity of doing that? Let's get Clapper in there. Let's get Mueller in there. Let's get Comey in there. Let's get Strzok in there. Let's get Lisa Page in there. Prior to Graham's decision, here's the inside baseball stuff, right? Prior to Graham's decision, Senator Ben Sasse, Rhino, Nebraska, expressed fury at both Republicans and Democrats about scheduling for the meeting. Can we get a sense of how long we're going to be here? With all due respect, I don't think anybody in private ever disagrees with me when I say that it's all bull S-word, the way people grandstand for cameras in here. Of course, Senator Sasse would never do anything like that himself. The reality is, if we didn't have cameras in this room, the discussion would be different, Sasse said, before adding, 90% of our committees are about people trolling for sound bites. Graham, playing his part in this little staged drama, hit back saying, I don't think they're trolling for sound bites. I think they're genuinely upset with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, nobody's upset at what you're doing because they understand it's all one big game. Last month, Graham said he plans on completing his panel's investigation into the FBI's probe of now debunked collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia and release a public report on the findings before the presidential election in November. Mark it on your calendar. All right. Today is the 4th of June, the day after the anniversary of Billy Joe McAllister jumping off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mark it on your calendar, the 4th of June, and let's just, you know, plan ahead. Will Lindsay's committee have a public report on their findings before the election in November? Anybody want to? I mean, the betting window is open. The panel subpoenas are expected to cover up to 50 individuals, including fired FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, former DNI Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. So they have 50 people they're going to issue subpoenas to, and Lindsay is miraculously at the speed of light is going to have a public report available before the November election. What a guy! You know? There was a big piece yesterday that I think nailed what's going on here. It was at the Conservative Treehouse. And Sundance, who has been following, he's the blogger who's been following this stuff and has some experience in the inner workings of these intel and law enforcement agencies like the FIBBs in the Hoover building, has pretty much nailed it. The piece that he wrote, and it's lengthy, and I'll share parts of it with you, four issues highlight how Lindsey Graham's Senate hearings are a deep state cover operation. Which is why I cast this kabuki theater, this play acting between Ben Sasse and Lindsey today in the Judiciary Committee is exactly what it is. It's just, it's political theater. That's all it is. We will go to the phones. I'll catch up with the text lines, and I'll share some highlights from this piece from Sundance as well, and there's a lot more going on. Bad Dog Mattis is also in my crosshairs today, and those who are attacking New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees for actually engaging in, what is that it says in those documents? Oh, yeah, free speech. That's it. All that and more is on the way. Bobby Mack Show here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The first of several memorial services going on today for George Floyd, this one in Minneapolis. And naturally, Justice Brother, Reverend Al Sharpton, is up and speaking. He ever pay his IRS bill, by the way? I'm sorry, but it makes you wonder, what do you have to do to totally disgrace yourself in this country? I mean, Reverend Al shouldn't have had any credibility ever since the Tawana Brawley business. Tawana Brawley, remember that? Like 30 years ago? Truly incredible. 321 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Hi, Bob. Please tell little Annie thanks for the space station tip yesterday. I have an app for it, but I couldn't figure out how to use it until last night. Well, just in time. Bobby, has Drew Brees inadvertently set a new narrative for the national anthem at NFL games? If you kneel or raise a clenched fist, you are for racial justice, right? Prohibiting our ability to view facts through a lens of truth and clarity. Hey, Bobby, this is the Verizon store, UPS store in downtown Boiling Springs. Howdy. Thanks for having us on. All boarded up, getting ready for the protesters to come down the road. Sad. Very sad. Bobby, on my way to early voting now. Bye-bye, Lindsay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bob, is Flimsy Graham channeling Dopey Joe? His statement made about as much sense as Creepy Joe's do. Hey, Bobby, you have my permission. Feel free to use my newly created phrase, peaceful looters. Right, that could replace my original description, overly enthusiastic protesters. Bobby, the love fest yesterday with Rosenstein was pretty disgusting. Even Ted Cruz said he didn't think Rosenstein was complicit. Bobby, that investigation has been over for a long time. Lindsay should be able to do that report by tonight, don't you think? Yeah, but they still have 49 other people that they have to subpoena. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Dan in Anderson is our leadoff batter this afternoon. Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Bobby, I don't take blood pressure medicine, but I think I need some today.
I know the feeling.
I don't know if you watched the testimony or not with Rosenstein, but Lindsey basically led him on his responses and set him up to give him a pass on this thing. And it was obvious right there, Lindsey's connection to the deep state and how this thing is going to play out.
Yeah,
it's not going to go anywhere. They're going to be maybe a couple of slap on the wrist, you know, some condemnation here and there, but they're going to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, sad but true. I mean, when Lindsey's first question is, Mr. Rosenstein is a distinguished veteran of the Department of Justice. You had no idea what the FBI was up to, did you? Isn't that so? You know, I mean,
yeah, exactly. You know, just by the way the questions were asked, I couldn't figure out if they were drinking buddies, golf buddies, or both.
Yeah, probably both would be. You know, Lindsey and I actually did play golf together once.
What happened to the club?
this was in happier times. When Lindsey was offering the olive branch to the rabid shock jock, and knew that I like to play golf, and Lindsey likes to play golf as well, so he invited me to come and play golf at a very Tony country club, by the way, and we had a good time, and then it was interesting because he really does believe a lot of the stuff that he spouts. We had a little libation in the grill room after the round, and some of the well-to-do members were inquiring with Lindsey about his open border stuff and the Gang of Eight and all that. And Lindsey started in with his mantra of, you know, well, the white birth rate is not what it should be in this country. We're not going to have enough employable people. We really need these immigrants, for, you know. I mean, it was the same stuff that he says in his stump speech. And I thought, God, I guess this guy really believes this junk.
Apparently so. Hey, I've got a second question for you. With Antifa now being designated a terror organization with all the violence,
right,
especially the hard violence injuries they've occurred,
right,
do they qualify as an enemy combatant now? Because if they do, I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think it goes quite that far because I'd have to look and see what the language actually is when this thing is approved. But I can tell you this, in terms of real-world qualification for what they've been up to, yeah, in my estimation, they certainly would fit that category. I mean, they want to...
I think they've crossed...
They want to destroy this country, and they want to do it by violent means, so there you go.
Yeah, I think they've crossed that threshold. I would love to have been in a dark shadow somewhere with one of these high-quality airsoft guns that these kids play with.
Yeah.
To shoot these little hard plastic BBs. I could have had a ball with that because those things hurt when they hit you.
Yeah. So I've been given to understand. We'll see. You know, it's interesting. Has Dr. Fauci spoken out yet? By the way, Dan, do you know Dr. Fauci spoken out about wanting to flatten the curve on violent anarchy in the country?
Who?
You know, Dr. Fauci.
Who?
You know.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know, Dr. 2.2 million Americans are going to die. Yeah, it's amazing. Now, of course.
I remember hearing something about an epidemic.
Yeah, it was in all the papers and on all the newscasts for a while. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Hang in there. Good to have you here. One more caller before we get to the break at the bottom of the hour. Gerald is along. He is in Cowpens. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, Bobby, some businesses in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, are sending their employees home early today because the protest was scheduled for tomorrow, but they've heard it's been moved up, and there's a heavy police presence up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So please tell your listener to please be careful if they go up Highway 9.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because this, look, you know as well as I do, Gerald, given the present environment, it doesn't take much of a spark, and you get a flashpoint, and then you got real trouble. But the good news is, bad news and good news. The bad news is these people use social media to communicate with each other. The good news is the good guys, law enforcement, and the people who are responsible for making sure these things don't turn into violent events, they read the same emails as well. So finally, you know, finally they're spying on us is actually paying a dividend.
All right, brother, y'all take care of yourself here.
You too, Gerald. I appreciate it very much. A texter says, no, I had the app, but until Annie told me the path of the International Space Station, I couldn't figure it out. This app is not exactly intuitive. Well, of course not. You know, we're talking about NASA here. Yeah, I had to figure out it was going from northwest to southeast. Enables you to track it. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Speaking of little Annie, she is next in the news center. I am right back on the other side. Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show here on 106.3 WORD on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere around the world on the radio.com app.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Very nice springtime Thursday afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina. In on my text line 71307. Bobby, do you agree with President Trump sending the National Guard in to help the police at the protest? Absolutely. Unequivocally. And I'll work my way around to General Bad Dog Mattis and his the president is shredding the Constitution remarks as we proceed along this afternoon. Bobby, you think Lindsey knows about the 650 FBI files and the Clinton White House blackmail? Bobby, look, Lindsey just started this to get attention. South Carolina GOP primary next Tuesday. You know, he'll try and do this stuff for a couple of weeks before November and then stop the whole thing. I say vote for Michael LaPierre from Charlie in Simpsonville. Thank you, Charlie. Bobby, I have to go down Highway 9 to get home. I'm not looking for trouble, but I'm ready and more than willing to handle it if they want it. Bobby, somebody said you have to show ID to buy cough syrup. How in the world are they getting dynamite to blow up ATM machines? Where's the FBI? They can't catch bank robbers? 10 ATM machines blown up in Philly last night. One of the bombers was killed in the attempt. Total number of arrests? Honk. Zero. Zilch. Bobby, as soon as the peaches are ripe, let's impeach Lindsey with some 90-mile-an-hour peaches from Cherokee County. And he deserves every one of them. Bobby, you know, Lindsey can't tick off the FBI. Imagine the laundry list of Lindsey escapades they've documented. Bobby, we could take away the whole bad cop BLM narrative by making all police forces all African-American. Yeah, but then if Reverend Al and Jesse Jackson, you know, got control of those. Holy cow. Bobby, so is all media covering this memorial? I mean, I understand this was a horrible murder by cop, and I'm so sorry for the guy's family, but this man allegedly committed crimes and had lots of drugs in his system. I bet all media will not be covering Captain Dorn's funeral. Now, that was a hero, from Sherry. I got a email containing a Facebook post about this, too, that I'll share with you as we proceed along. Let's go back to the phones, beginning in Spartanburg this time, where Ted is there and joins us on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ted. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. I want to straighten something out before the media brainwashes everybody.
Okay.
Trump did not say he would send the National Guard or military into a protest. He said he would send them into a violent protest. There's a big difference between a protest and a violent protest.
Absolutely correct. But you can always count on the media to twist it to fit their narrative. I posted on Facebook earlier today. I'm watching Fox Fox Carolina newscast last night. And right. And the anchor reads the story with the mantra from the left, the same old stuff, Trump had instructed, I guess, the park police and whatever other LEOs were there to fire tear gas into the crowd and rubber bullets. Now, look, it's been a couple of days since the park police issued an official statement saying, we didn't fire any tear gas. We fired smoke canisters in there.
Non-irritating.
That's correct. And there were reporters there, and even the guy from WTOP who was trying to make the case said that their reporters were on the ground who know what tear gas feels like when it's deployed, said they didn't get any irritant effects. So how come we even have a local newscast that still tell the side of the story from the left's perspective and don't even balance it with a statement from the park police denying that tear gas was ever used?
They're looking for ratings rather than truth.
Yeah. I guess, but you're right. I mean, the president didn't say, hey, look, I'm going to send in Delta, you know, or I'm going to send in Spec Ops SEAL Team 6, and they're going to go in and mow down all these innocent civilians, which is what they make it sound like. What he's saying, right, of course, is, as you well understand, Ted, if this violence, this looting, this beating up and nearly killing people who are trying to defend their businesses and their properties, if the police forces can't stop it, then I will send in the military to back them up, and we will put a stop to it.
This reminds me of, was it Los Angeles?
Yeah.
When the three Korean shop owners were on top of their business with shotguns.
Right. Right. And look, I get it. It's tough on the police. There was a great video, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it, Ted. There were a bunch of protesters that approached a liquor store in Los Angeles. What's that beeping in the background? Is that something on your phone, Ted? Yeah, I think actually we lost. Go ahead and kill that one, Moneypenny. I think we lost contact with Ted. I think his phone dropped out. But there was video, and there was a reporter on the ground, and these people were going to come in and loot the liquor store. And this woman reporter was right there. So the police show up, and the owners of the business are out front armed with shotguns. So the police show up. They don't know who anybody is. They don't know who the bad guys are, and they don't know who the good guys are. So they tell the business owners holding the shotguns, put down your weapons. And they do, and they're handcuffed. And then they interrogate people and find out what's going on, unhandcuff the business owners, hand them back their weapons, you know, apologize. So they didn't know. You know, you roll up on the scene, and you don't know who's trying to break in and loot the place and who's trying to defend it, who's armed and who's not. It's a difficult proposition. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we come right back on the other side here on the Thursday edition on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show on the text line. Hey, Bobby, isn't it about time for that mandatory background check on red brick and Bic lighters? From Carl in the Lowcountry. Texter says, regarding General Mattis, I haven't read his op-ed. Well, you should, so you know what he said. But deploying troops, there's an important constitutional distinction between the Guard and the active army. I'd expect that SecDef and the chiefs do not want active used here, a bad precedent. Not a precedent at all. 82nd Airborne was sent into Little Rock to assist in the desegregation of schools as far back as 1957. I believe our next caller, Gene, in Greenville, wants to discuss that very issue. Hi, Gene. Welcome to the program.
Well, General Mattis should be, well, I don't know if ashamed of himself or he knows better. Yes. And as you started off with 1957, when in the 20th century have we also used troops to quell protests and demonstrations? I think about 100 years ago is one example. Woodrow Wilson, after World War One, didn't he have a protest, a tent camp of veterans of World War One that wanted back pay?
Yes, he did. They had been promised bonuses, which were not paid by the government, so they set up a big tent city in Washington.
Right.
The army, the cavalry and the infantry were used to go in. They completely broke up the camp and sent them all packing.
Woodrow Wilson.
That's right.
Woody Wilson.
That's right. The very first progressive.
Right, Democrat Party. Party, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, was a racist, who believed in evolution as the basis of that. And who oversaw this? Black Jack Pershing.
Yep.
But who was the cavalry leader? I think it was Colonel Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you know your history, Gene. Yeah.
He was riding the cavalry. I remember seeing pictures of him on a horse.
Well,
riding through the camps.
You know, Mattis wants to talk about the president shredding the Constitution. Those are his words.
No, Mattis is wrong. And then talk about shredding the Constitution. Chuck Schumer, at the presidential inauguration, brought up how the government, we have to turn to the government.
Right.
To keep the country together. We have to help by keeping the government together. Okay.
How about Schumer? How about Schumer in front of the Supreme Court? Calling for, I don't know what he's calling for, violent removal from the bench of Supreme Court justices?
Right. Well, let's go back to the middle of the 19th century. Who was it that used massive armies under a guy who became the 18th president of the United States, and he used military troops to quell a region of the country of American citizens?
Yeah.
Who wanted their grievances understood.
So much for Reconstruction.
Call it the War of Northern Aggression. Other people would understand that as the American Civil War. And Lincoln was not very soft in his process. I mean, up in the North, he was despised by the elitists, and he shut down the newspapers, suspended the writ of habeas corpus.
He jailed editors and publishers. Yeah.
Right. People don't know this, do they?
No, sadly.
Well, they don't want to know it.
And, of course, you know, if we're going to talk about the race issue, because that's always, you know, right back to, the rednecks, the toothless rubes, rednecks in the South, they had riots in the city of New York against the draft. during the War of Northern Aggression. And black people were taken out and strung up from light poles. But of course, the North doesn't want to talk about that. Yeah, that's right.
And that's the union, Bobby. Yeah. I want to really quickly, if you please indulge me. It's fascinating that they are having this memorial for this man that was killed, that died, and it's sad. And certainly, you know, not one of us is without sin, right? But isn't it interesting how all the governors, I put all in quotes, I'm sure not all, denied the body of Christ the opportunity to engage in two memorials, one on April 5th and one on Sunday, April 12th. The triumphant ride of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, you know, fulfilling Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death, because he alone is the Messiah that conquered death, and the body of Christ was denied that opportunity. I'd like for us to talk to Henry McMaster about that locally, and then every other governor, but then all the other governors are not really Christians, and they want to suppress the body of Christ.
And while we're on this topic, Gene, since you bring it up, thanks so much to Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who was the swing vote in a largely ignored in the media ruling by SCOTUS, by the Supreme Court, just over a week ago. A church in California had sued because the crazy governor out there had told them they couldn't have more than 25 people at their service. They sued and took it to the Supreme Court, saying this is a restriction of our freedom of religion. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 vote, God forgive them, ruled in favor of California that it was not a restriction on their freedom of religion. I don't know what they, well, I know what they were thinking, but whatever it was.
He ruled it in such a fashion that he stated that it is up to, I love the irony in this, it's up to elected officials, not appointed judges, to make the decision for the people. What a piece of crap that guy is. Let's talk about Obamacare.
Got to run, Gene, but I thank you very much for the call, as always. Hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show. I got a list here of how many times National Guard units, active duty military, have been used in riot situations. General Mattis ought to familiarize himself with it. I'll be right back with hour number two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.